'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. So listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go.
Go
around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. Let her know that she made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls, looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. It may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Reset at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
And with that, we welcome you to Biloxi, Mississippi at MGM Park as the Biloxi Shuckers 7-0 start to the season play host to the Mississippi Braves, just 1-6 coming in game 5 of a 6-game series on this Saturday evening. Hopefully the rain can stay off because the Shuckers are hot right now. We don't want to cool them down here in this Mississippi weather. And well, the Shuckers continue their just flat out domination of the Southern League early, and which really been the theme so far. It has been the pitching, the hitting, the defense, all together, as Mike Guerrero would say. Thomas and Zarella will be joined by Garrett Green just momentarily. Let's recap that game yesterday, though. Shuckers 7-3 winners over the Mississippi Braves, in which they received good offense performance from Brent Diaz. We had him on the pregame show yesterday. Hit that grand slam in the third inning to cap off a 5-run third inning, which they led 6-0 after two to hold that throughout the rest of the game. And well, they got a few good pitching performances from Luis Contreras. 3-plus innings out of the bullpen. Didn't allow a hit or a run. Walked one, hit another, struck out 3. He looked really good yesterday. Harold Chirino and Lucas Erceg would follow Contreras. But it was the starter, Tyler Herb, who sort of stole the show yesterday. His first start of the season went 4-plus innings. We'll talk with him after this. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, and it continues in a moment.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, from hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Welcome back on the pregame show, joined by last night's starter, the live hitter Tyler Herb. And Tyler, you started the year as a reliever. I know you've been a starter throughout your career, so how'd it feel to be back on the bump first last night?
It was good. I think that was the plan going forward. We were just building up pitch count, and I thought that I was going to pitch on Saturday, and then, you know, whole situation with some of our starters, but nevertheless, it was good to get back on the bump.
Yeah, and, I mean, for you, how'd you feel out there? Second outing of the year, you know, you stretch out four innings both times out. So how are you feeling early coming out of spring training?
I'm sore now. That's for sure. No, I this is the first time I've built up. I got to spring training a little late, signed a little late. So I only got two innings in spring training and then three on the last day of spring on a little inner quad. So still getting my feet wet, still building the stamina. But it feels good. I mean, I like to start. I feel like I like to set the pace, get quick innings, get the defense involved, on and off the field as quick as possible, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
We mentioned the quick innings, and I want to ask you because last night was kind of the first night that we were really enforcing pace of play. You don't seem like you need very much of that, but how much of an impact did that have for you guys that you saw in the game last night?
I think us. I know Childs is kind of, he's preaching to us, hey, let's move quick, let's be conscious of the pitch count or the pitch clock. So he's been honest about it from the beginning. But yeah, like I said, I like to work really, really fast. I think a lot of our guys like to work fast. So hopefully it affects them a lot more than it affects us this year. That's for sure.
You mentioned the fact that you were a late signing, signed as a minor league free agent by the Brewers. What was it that ultimately led you to agree to a deal with them? What was attractive about coming and signing here with Milwaukee?
Oh, I think this is a good organization. I mean, they have a lot of success at the big league level. Their organizations, ever since I've played against them, they've been very, very good. I actually know O'Neill a little bit through my agent. They do great things analytically with the pitching side, developmental wise. So I just thought it was a great fit, and I'm grateful to be here.
Well, very nice. Well, we talked about it just a second before we came on here. You actually were teammates with a guy on the other side last night, Jordan Cowan. talk to me about what it was like, because you guys played pretty much the whole season together at AA last year, to see him on the other side last night.
Oh, it was fun. He was actually my roommate last year. But, no, we've talked so much. I mean, at home, just talking about baseball and digging into, like, the nitty-gritty of his approach and what I'm trying to do. So we know each other so well. Unfortunately for me, he got the best of me last night. But it's always cool playing against friends and teammates. And I know Jalen Miller over there, too. When I was with the Giants, and AJ Puckett, I worked out with him all off season too. So it's always fun seeing good guys. And unfortunately for Cowan, he had that foot issue last night. Hopefully he gets back a little bit sooner, but no, it was fun. It was a good time.
Well, and I mean, you know, you've seen, and I think that's a great example of for minor league baseball, the fact that you guys are competing against each other, but you know, you're going to move between organizations, you're going to play guys at different levels and everything, and now you just run into them again here. It's just a different location, but the same game.
Yeah, it's fun. I think, especially, I mean, I played in pro ball for like 8 years now, so I feel like I've run into so many players, and even in the Texas League or the Southern League or Eastern League, you're playing the same teams over and over and over again. So even if you don't know the people, you eventually, like, you nod heads and hey, what's up, how's it going, but no, it's fun. Baseball's a good time.
All right, so we're coming up on a Monday off day up here. I know you've got a couple of dogs that you bring out to the field on a consistent basis, which I always love. I'm a big ballpark dog fan. Yeah. What's an off day look like for you, and what's an off day like for the dogs down here this year?
I think we're gonna go to the beach a little bit more. This is the first time I've been in a location that has a beach nearby, so hopefully there's some dog-friendly places at the beach. And my wife likes to try some new food. I don't know. Is there any good food spots around here?
There are quite a good. There's. Are you a big fan of seafood at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Then there's plenty. Obviously, Biloxi's known for shrimping, okay. Oysters as well. I don't know if you've ever done. Have you ever done raw oysters before?
I have, but yeah. Not down here. I'm gonna have to try it down here.
They are very good, though. I'm a sucker. I always go for the charbroiled oysters. It's essentially just butter and garlic and
the good stuff.
Oh, it's
the
all
great
good.
Stuff. Okay,
it's well, all good.
I'll have to try to find a place here and. Hopefully go on Monday.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you the next time out. It'll be in Birmingham, but thanks so much for taking a few minutes of your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Last night's starter, Tyler Herb, has been our guest here on the pregame show. When we come back, lineups and first pitch, all of that when we continue in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Ryan's Pest Control. With over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
And welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show. Getting set here, great interview from Garrett Green with yesterday's starter Tyler Herb. And now let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for both sides. We'll start with the Mississippi Braves, a very similar lineup to what they've been kind of rolling out all series long. It'll be Michael Harris, center fielder, leading things off, followed by the shortstop Luke Waddell, Jesse Franklin the fifth, playing DH, batting third, Drew Lugbauer playing first base, batting cleanup, C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, batting sixth, and he's in the sixth spot. Logan Brown hops back behind home plate. He's been switching spots with Hendrick Clementino all series long. Jeffrey Ramos playing left field, and Jacob Pearson batting ninth, playing right field. And they will send the left-handed pitcher to the mound today. Jared Schuster, New Bedford, Massachusetts native, is making his second start of the season, a 1.80 ERA on the young season. And on the other side for the Shuckers, it will be Victor Castaneda. He'll get the ball. The right-hander making his second start. Pitched really well in Pensacola. And the Shuckers lineup will go as follows. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell had a hit yesterday in that first inning. Tried to extend it into a double. He reached base twice. He's batting first, playing center. Felix Valerio, designated hitter, batting second. Right fielder Joey Weimer batting third, followed by the first baseman and the switch hitter Thomas Dillard. Ashton McGee, third baseman, starting to find his footing after getting injured in that Pensacola series. RBI yesterday in that first inning to drive in a run. So, former UNC Tar Heel Tristan Lutz, left fielder, batting sixth. Catcher Brent Diaz was in the designated hitter spot yesterday, had that grand slam yesterday. Back-to-back games with a home run for him. Can he make it a trifecta? We shall see tonight. Cam Devaney playing shortstop once again. And then the second baseman, former Texas Tech Red Raider, Gabe Holt, rounds out the order. Well, Garrett, let's send it back over to you and see what we got going around the Sun League tonight.
Yeah, so last night, really, as you take a look, the big game on the schedule for the Biloxi Shuckers, that was the Montgomery Biscuits. We were two games back at Biloxi going into last night. They lost in 10 innings to the Tennessee Smokies, so a chance to widen that divisional lead for the Shuckers. I know it's early in the season, but every opportunity you get to gain games on your opponents, that is vital. But looks like we are just a moment away on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game. Tell your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
Well, it is all rolling right for the Biloxi Shuckers in the early going, and tonight they will look to extend their unbeaten streak to begin the season as they continue a six-game series against the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers coming into tonight 7-0 on the season. As for the Mississippi Braves, 1-6 coming into tonight's contest. Here is the starting lineup one more time for Mississippi. Leading off is the center fielder, Michael Harris. Luke Waddell, the shortstop, hits second. And the designated hitter is Jesse Franklin, the fifth. Drew Lugbauer is at first. He's the cleanup man tonight. C.J. Alexander over at third. Jalen Miller, the second baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Logan Brown. Jeffrey Ramos out in left. And rounding it all out is the right fielder, Jacob Pearson. They go opposite the right-hander, Victor Castaneda, who so far this season no record and a 1.93 ERA. And the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Shuckers in their home white jerseys this evening, with Shuckers in blue lettering across the chest. Blue numbers, black names on the back of those white jersey tops. They wear the white pants, and they have on the blue caps this evening. The play ball signal is given, and Castaneda rocks and fires the first one, and it is stroked out to center field. Backing up on it is Mitchell, and he reaches back across his body, had a full extension, and hauls it in. So Michael Harris, the second, hunting for a first pitch yet again. He lost 6:38 p.m. Central Time.
Well, that's what he did a few nights back. That time it resulted in a triple. This time it does, though, because of Gary Mitchell. Now to give you a run-through. Defense alignment tonight. Tristan Lutz in left field. Gary Mitchell just saw make the play in center. Joey Weimer over in right. He's got three outfield assists this season. On the infield, Ashton Biggie at third. Cam Devaney to shortstop. Gabehold second baseman. Thomas Dillard at first. And Brent Diaz doing the catching.
First pitch was a ball outside. Next offering is another breaking ball low and away to Luke Waddell, the shortstop. Two balls and no strikes. As Castaneda winds and fires. This is a slashed foul in the air. And the count is 2-1 now to Waddell. Mississippi Braves are in their Navy jerseys tonight. They have Mississippi in white script lettering across the chest over the tomahawk. They have Navy numbers outlined in white. The 2-1. And a fastball is a little outside at 91. Three balls and one strike to Waddell. Gray pants on tonight for the Braves. They have on the Navy caps. 3-1 dealing from Castaneda. And a fastball is right down the pipe for a strike. And so the count has run full to the shortstop. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Raul Moreno. Second time he's called balls and strikes in this series. 3-2, and that is looped down the left field line and foul. And so the count will stay at 3-2 to the second hitter, Luke Waddell, after Michael Harris lined out on the first pitch of the ballgame. 3-2. And this is hit out towards center field. Mitchell ranging to his left a little bit at an easier slide as he moves laterally, brings it in. So a couple of line drive outs, two gone. Jesse Franklin, the fifth in the batter.
I was about to say, but a little bit easier for Mitchell on that one. I think he's got a little smirk and smile in center field because, I mean, Harris, a little more pop than Luke Waddell probably has in that bat. And really first pitch of the game, too, how many guys are going to swing at it? It's always, you used to say, well, swing at the first pitch of the game. Well, Michael Harris has been doing that this series.
First pitch is a breaking ball at the knees for a strike to Franklin. It is 0-1. Cast here at first pitch, 78 degrees as Castaneda fires and misses in tight with a breaking ball. And the count, one ball and one strike. Really, the clouds are more to the north of us, so that's behind the third base side. Out towards the Mississippi Sound, it's a little bit more clear. 1-1. This is high and away from Castaneda, and the count is 2-1 to Franklin. No score here in the top of the first inning. Two gone, and the base is empty between the Shuckers and the Embraves. Castaneda stares in, and the 2-1 dealing. This is popped up left side and foul. And so we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind is blowing pretty much straight in from right field this evening. So for these left-handed hitters, there's 7 of them in the lineup for the Embraves. It's going to be tough to right field. 2-2. And Franklin takes high and away with a fastball. And so the second straight batter has worked a full count against the right-hander, Victor Castaneda. Castaneda peers over the glove. And the 3-2 dealing. And that is on the outside edge for a cold third strike. Castaneda gets his first punch out as part of a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. We head home to the bottom of the first. It's the Mississippi Braves nothing. And the Biloxi Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss it. MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, looky here, how, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolfish.
On half of the first inning, no score for the Mississippi Braves. Biloxi Shuckers coming to bat. Left-handed hitting, Garrett Mitchell leads it all back. The lefty, Jared Schuster, winds and deals. And a first pitch breaking ball at the bottom of the zone is called a strike to Mitchell. It is 0-1. Mitchell, Valerio, Weimer, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers here, the 0-1. And a swing and a miss, change speeds on him that time. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Garrett Mitchell. Mitchell 4 for his first 21 in 7 games. Schuster, the 0-2, and Mitchell takes down low. A count of ball and 2 strikes. Rest of the Shuckers order, Thomas Dillard, Ashton McGee, Tristan Lutz, Bryn Diaz, Cam Devaney, Gabe Holt. Set and the 1-2. This is hit in the air and foul down the left field line. And so the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Schuster sets at the belt and the left-hander. Another 1-2 dealing. And Mitchell squares this one up to straightaway center field, but Harris comes at an easy stride. And after Mitchell retired him in the top of the first, Harris does the same to his counterpart in the bottom of the frame. One goal.
Well, here is Sal. The Embraves line up defensively tonight. Starting the outfield, Michael Harris with 1 outfield assist in center. Jacob Pearson, the right fielder, on the infield. C.J. Alexander at third. Luke Waddell and Jalen Miller up the middle tonight. Drew Lugbauer at first. And Logan Brown doing the catching for Jared Schuster.
So now it's Felix Valerio, the designated hitter tonight on the first pitch. This is inside with a slider, 1-0, to Valerio. Well, Jared Schuster, the 6'3", 205-pound left-hander, is 1-0. He is high with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Schuster, 23 years old, native of New Bedford, Massachusetts. The 2-0. And Valerio hacks this one out in the left field for a base hit. Long run over for Ramos to get to it. He slides. Valerio is heading for second, and the throw is wide. And Valerio
Hunting a 2-0 pitch. Hits it out into left and turns it into a hustle double.
Well, that's what can happen when you fall behind a hitter like Valerio. And a really nice job by Ramos in left field to cut that baseball off. But Valerio thinking two out of the box, and the throw just a little bit off the second base bag allows him to slide in safely. Really good on Ramos and goodbye Valerio.
So now a man in scoring position for the RBI leader for the Shuckers, Joey Weimer. Here's the send on the first pitch. And Weimer swings over a fast-biting changeup for a strike. 0-1. Well, with that double, Valerio has now extended his on-base streak to 8 games. So he has reached safely in all 8 for the Shuckers so far. Set on the 0-1. And Weimer hits this down the left field line towards the corner, but foul. Flat swing, but just down in front. And the count is now 0-2 to Weimer.
I think this is going to be one of the better battles we see tonight with Weimer and Schuster. Two guys, upper echelon prospect rankings in their own systems.
Set and the 0-2. And this is popped back our way and out of play foul. So the count stays at no balls and 2 strikes to Weimer. Yeah, you mentioned it. Weimer, regarded as the number 2 prospect in the Brewers organization. Schuster, the number 10 prospect in the Atlanta Braves system, if you're going by MLB Pipeline, which we normally do. The 0-2, and Weimer checks his swing on a high fastball. And so the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. By the way, we never rounded out the rest of our umpiring crew, but Raul Moreno is behind home plate. At second right now, but normally at first is Macon Hammond, and James Jean, our crew chief, is over at third. The 1-2, and Weimer pops this back over our heads yet again. And so the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes to the right fielder. Jared Schuster, the lefty, taken with the 25th overall pick in the 2020 draft out of Wake Forest. Was immediately assigned to Atlanta's 60-man player pool that year in Gwinnett. Lefty looks back to second, the 1-2. And Weimer swings and misses, but it gets away slightly from Brown. He's able to collect it and make an easy throw down to first. So Weimer is down on strikes. First strike out of the ballgame for Schuster. And with 2 gone now, it brings up Thomas Dillard.
Oh, that is the best pitch that Jared Schuster has in his arsenal. It is that changeup. It has been known as the best changeup in all of the Braves system. And that's the reason why the Braves took him in that first round.
Mixes in a fastball that can sit anywhere from 90 to 97 when he really gets it cranking. And also throws a slider. First offer to Dillard. This is off the end of the bat and foul down the first base line. Just nubbed it that way for a strike. 0-1. No score between the Shuckers and the M-Braves here in the home half of the first inning. Man at second, Felix Valerio after his one-out double for Biloxi. Tanner Schuster operating from pretty much the middle of the rubber. Southpaw kicks home the 0-1. That's taken high at 91 with a fastball. And they count 1 ball and 1 strike to Dillard. Dillard 4-for-20. That's not indicative of how well he's gotten on base. He's got a 419 on base percentage. Set and the 1-1. And a fastball is letter high on the outer half for a strike. And the count goes to 1-2. Basically, what that means is that 4 out of every 10 times Dillard comes to bat, he gets on base. I think on base is a stat that is more in the lexicon now. As the 1-2 is swung on a miss, there's that changeup. And Schuster K's 2 to work around the one-out double for the Shuckers in the bottom of the first inning. We head on to the second. No score between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Bit of an overcast night so far here in Biloxi as Drew Lugbauer announces the first one foul to get things going here in the second inning. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Glad you're with us tonight. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside the mighty Victor Castaneda, the 0-1. And a fastball's at the knees for a strike to Lugbauer. It's quickly 0-2. Well, Castaneda worked at such a quick clip in the first inning. We barely got to talk about him there. After get some particulars for him after the 0-2 dealing to Lugbauer. And that's low with a breaking offering. And the count is 1-2. Castaneda, the 5'11", 204-pound right-hander, signed as a free agent by the Brewers out of Mexico in July of 2017. 1-2, and Lugbauer cranks this. Right field, back to the wall, and that one is up and off the scoreboard and gone. And Drew Lugbauer, his third home run of the season, second off of the Biloxi Shuckers, an 11th career home run against Biloxi, and it gives the Braves a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning.
A wind blowing in from right field, and doesn't really matter for Lugbauer. He's still able to clear the wall in right field. Just a towering home run.
Now it's C.J. Alexander, and he swings at the first pitch towards the right field foul pole, but it is wide of the pole and foul. And so it's 0-1 to Alexander. The wind has died down a little bit, blowing in from right field. I will say this, though. If you hit the ball on a line towards the scoreboard, as the 0-1 from Castaneda is a little outside with a breaking ball, the count is 1-1. If you hit it on a straight line at the video board, that helps reduce some of the resistance from the wind, as there's a splitter that swung over and missed for a strike, and the count is 1-2 to Alexander. But if you get it from the edge of the, you got to knock it down a little bit. 1-2, and this is weakly tapped up the first baseline and foul. The count stays at a ball and two strikes to Alexander. So not taking anything away from Lugbauer's home run. That was an impressive shot from him. But he hit it in the exact right spot to make sure that the elements didn't slow it down tonight. 1-0 in Braves here in the second. Nobody gone and the base is empty. Alexander waits and the 1-2. And this is bounced on the ground over towards short. It's picked up by the third baseman McGee, who bobbles and is still able to get it to first and retire Alexander. So a 5-3 ground out, one gone as Jalen Miller is the hitter.
It seemed like McGee just got it caught at his mitt and knew he had to fire a bullet over to first base to get the base runner because of that little half-second slowdown that he had.
So one gone. Still able to record the out. And Castaneda winds and fires. And a first pitch fastball is at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Scouting report on Castaneda, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a splitter. 0-1. And there's a splitter. Swung over and missed for a strike. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Miller, who's 3-for-11 in four games this year. Castaneda, the 0-2 pitch. He threw him a breaking ball. No offer that time by Miller. 1-2. Castaneda signed by the Brewers when he was 18 years old out of Mexico, and he was already pitching for Tijuana when they signed him in 2017. Pitched well there in the Mexican League, 9 games with a 3-1 record and a 3 ERA. 1-2, breaks off a slider at that time, it looked like. And that misses low and outside. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Miller. Castaneda peering over the dark black glove and rocks home the 2-2. And a fastball outside for ball three. Looks like it might have been on the very edge of the plate, but Diaz did an excellent job trying to frame it up. Doesn't coax the call, though, and the count has run full. Payoff pitch to Miller. Absolute dart of a fastball that was definitely outside. And so a walk puts a man on with one gone and brings up Logan Brown. Well, Castaneda now regarded as the number 25 prospect in the Brewers organization. Pitched very well last season, mostly for High A Wisconsin. Set and the first offer to Brown, and he holds off on a pitch inside for ball one. What really impressed about Castaneda, though, was that he jumped up to AAA Nashville at the very end of the year, and across three outings, he went 1-1 with a 2.25 ERA. 1-0 is downstairs. 2 balls and 0 strikes to the catcher, Brown, who's 3-for-8 in his first two games this season. 1-0 in favor of the M-Braves. Here in the bottom of, or excuse me, in the top of the second inning. After the solo home run by Drew Lungbauer. Castaneda, the 2-0. And a check swing on an inside fastball. And the count is 3 balls and 0 strikes to Brown. Castaneda will take the cap off, wave out the hair a little bit, and wipe some perspiration from his brow with the sleeves of his white jersey. Sets here and throws to first in a dive back in by Jalen Miller. Miller this season has not attempted a steal. M-Braves and as an entire team have only stolen 4 bases in 7 attempts this year. The 3-0. And a fastball's on the outside corner, knee high for a strike. It's 3-1 now to Brown. Castaneda, though, last season between High A Wisconsin and AAA Nashville, struck out 131 batters. 3-1 and a swing and a miss. Can't tell if that's that splitter or a changeup, but whatever it is, it falls off the table. And the count has now run full.
Really a nasty pitch. He's got a few swing and misses already on it, and that's when you know he got some good stuff then.
Right-hander Castaneda set. This is bounced on the ground. Dillard backhanded. Goes to short, and Devaney picks it and bobbles. They're going to say he held on to it, and it came out in the exchange. So a tight angle there for Dillard, but the Shuckers are able to get an out. It'll go 3-6 on the put out of Miller. Fielder's choice for Brown on the bouncer to first. And Jeffrey Ramos will be the hitter.
Yeah, you're right. It was one of those awkward throws for Dillard. He had to come in, and with the base runner coming as well, the umpire kind of standing off to the left side of it, too. Really narrow passage for Dillard.
Good job by Devaney, though, to create a lane and squeeze it. And so now it's Ramos, and he sends the first one sky-high left side of the infield. McGee is calling for it, and he reaches up and only about 20 feet away from home plate on the infield grass makes the grab for the out. But the M-Braves take the lead on the solo homer by Drew Lugbauer. And as we head on to the bottom of the second inning, it's Mississippi 1 and Biloxi nothing. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckahoos Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday. Welcome back to MGM Park. Quickly working here, left-hander Jared Schuster has already gotten into a 2-1 count to Ashton McGee. He deals home a pitch, and that misses inside. It's 3-1 now to the batter, McGee. Next offer on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 3-2. Set in the 3-2, and that's low and outside for ball four. So Ashton McGee works a leadoff walk, and it brings up Tristan Lutz as some very low, dark clouds start to meander their way beyond the bay. There's a threat of rain tonight in the forecast, but we're hoping to get as far into this game as we can tonight. Here's the right-handed hitting Tristan Lutz, and Schuster deals home in the first pitch. Misses high for a ball. It's 1-0 to Lutz. Well, for Jared Schuster, this is his second time that he has pitched at MGM Park. He actually made his Double-A debut here late last season. 1-0, Lutz goes over that changeup, swings and misses. And the count is one ball and one strike. That was on September 2nd of last year. Took a no decision. He allowed 8 runs on 2 homers and 7 hits. As Lutz takes outer edge for a strike. And the count is 1-2. Walked 3, struck out 6. No decision as he gave up 8 runs, but well, the M-Braves came away with a victory that night. 1-2, as Lutz is able to foul this one through the legs of Brown. It kicks up some chalk behind the catcher at home plate, and the count will stay at 1-2. That's because the Mississippi Braves won that game 16-8 that day on a night where the ball was just hopping out of the yards. Shuckers gave up 7 home runs that day. 1-2. And Lutz swings and misses at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. And so it's the third strikeout for Schuster, first out in the inning. And now it's Brent Diaz. Well, Diaz hit one of those home runs off of Schuster when they faced off last season. Of course, Brent right now is homered in back-to-back games, swings and misses at a changeup as he goes to a knee. 0-1. M-Braves leading the Shuckers right now, 1-0 on the solo homer by Drew Lundbauer in the second. Set and the 0-1. And that's taken downstairs. Watch the changeup miss, and the count is 1-1. Well, for Diaz, over his last 2 days, he's hit 2 home runs that he's got coming into today, so not counting all the day games that have happened across minor league baseball. But between just Thursday and Friday, Diaz 7 RBIs as the 1-1 is fouled back our way. And the count is 1-2. And for Diaz, that is actually tied for the third most RBIs in all of minor league baseball in that 2-game stretch. The set and the 1-2.
And he has swings and misses for a strikeout. So Diaz strikes out swinging, two gone in the inning, four Ks for Jared Schuster, and Cam Devaney is the batter. Set in the offer, and Devaney swings and misses for a strike. It is 0-1. 1-0 in favor of the M Braves here in the bottom of the second inning as the dark cloud continue to creep towards MGM Park. It's a very ominous mood right now here at the ballpark. Next offer is a changeup down in the dirt. Nice block by Brownie. Got his glove on it. Had it fall out, but no opportunity for McGee to look to advance. McGee drawing the leadoff walk to get going here in this bottom of the second inning. Game holds would be next for the Shuckers. The set on the 1-1. And this is bounced up the middle. Coming on, Miller scoops, and he tags McGee going by him for the force out. And that brings the second inning to a close. We head on to the third. It's the Mississippi Braves 1 and the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulf. Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery or the Mississippi Braves 1-0. Ominous clouds coming in beyond center field if you're watching with us on MILB.TV as the right-hander Victor Castaneda brings home the first pitch, sweeping slider for a strike to Jacob Pearson. And now the 0-1. That is roped foul over on the first base side. Takes a big ricochet, and how about the play by first base umpire Macon Hammond? A bit of hands over there for the umpire. And so the count 0-2 to Pearson. Castaneda operating quickly tonight, the 0-2. And a slider just misses back door for a strike. And the count is 1-2 now to Pearson. Pearson playing in his fourth game of the season. This is game number 8 for both teams. The 1-2. And a breaking ball is weakly bounced over towards short. Picked up by the third baseman McGee, who is shifted that way. And he makes an easy sidearm. Gone for Castaneda. And it flips the lineup back over to Michael Harris, the second. Well, if you want to know the life of a minor league baseball employee, Thomas Zinzarella, for the cause. Unfortunately, not here for the third inning. He is down standing by in the event that the tarp needs to be put on the field. We hope it does not. As the first offer, and that is outside by Castaneda for a ball 1-0 to Harris, who was searching for the first pitch and lined it out to center field. The 1-0. And Harris fouls it back. And the count 1-1. Harris reminds me of Corey Ray a little bit. Great speed, but also has very good power in his bat. And a guy who you could see hit several leadoff home runs for these M Braves. Laces this out into left field on one hop to Tristan Luntz for a base hit. And so Harris singles out into left field. He's now 12 for 31 to start off the season. Couple of doubles, couple of triples, and he's on with one out. Luke Woodell, the batter. So now for Harris, go ahead and give him an 8-game hitting streak to begin the season. He's on base as Waddell waits in the first one. And he shows bunt, and he bunts it foul for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-0 in favor of the M Braves here in the top of the third inning. Solo home run by Drew Lugbauer. The lone run in this game. Shuckers have gotten just a hit, a double by Felix Valerio back in the first inning. Castaneda, the 0-1. And a check swing on a pitch just off the plate. One ball and one strike to Waddell. Wrapping up on Harris, though, you take a look back last season. As a pickoff throw to first, and he dives back in. Well, that was part of what he did really well last year in the minors with Rome. He stole 27 bases. Hit 7 home runs, though, but 24 in his bat. The 1-1. This is bounced on the ground. Waiting for it, Holt. Flips to second for one. On to first. In time, double play. 4-6-3. Twin killing gets Castaneda out of the inning. And as we head on to the bottom of the third inning, it's still the Mississippi Braves 1 and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0. Gabe Holt leads it off and swings and tips a pitch foul for a strike from the left-hander Jared Schuster. It is 0-1. The set by Schuster, and he deals. And this is looped out towards the shortstop, backing up on it out of stride. Waddell has it in shallow left field. Looks like Holt might be able to flick that out into shallow left field, but instead, it is run down. And with one gone, Garrett Mitchell will be the batter. 1-0 in favor of the M Braves, thanks to a solo home run by Drew Lugbauer back in the second inning. The set and the first pitch to Mitchell, and he checks his swing, but it comes around the handle and fouls back for a strike. 0-1. Garrett, his first time up, flied out to center field. There's one hit in the ballgame for Biloxi. That was a double by Felix Valerio back in the first. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and a hard biting breaker. That looked like either the slider or the changeup that time from the left-hander Schuster, and the count is 0-2. Mitchell waits, and the 0-2 pitch is a fastball outside. Just missed the outer edge at 91, and the count now a ball and two strikes to Mitchell. And Schuster will step off, and to reset the pitch clock. No, it doesn't. The set and the 1-2. And Mitchell takes inside with a changeup. And so the count, two balls and two strikes. Well, you might have heard us talking about it with Tyler Herb in the pregame show today. Pace of play enforcement. The 2-2. And Mitchell fouls this right back to the press box off to our left. And so the count will stay at 2-2. J.J. Cooper from Baseball America had a great article on pace of play and the impact that the new rules have had now that they were really enforced last night. 2-2, and Mitchell hits this hard on the ground past the first baseman, Lundbauer, and out into right field. Mitchell around first, but he will hold up on a strong throw in from Pearson. But Mitchell has now gotten a hit in back-to-back games as he singles through the right side, and it brings up Felix Valerio. The first baseman, Lundbauer, quickly hit hard by Mitchell. And the Shuckers have a one-out base runner. But no, this season, the pitch clock, which has been in minor league baseball for the last several seasons, there's an extra emphasis on enforcing it this year. Throw over to first, and Mitchell will scamper back that way on the first attempted pickoff throw. Part of it is that this year, when there is a runner on base like there is right now, the pitcher has 18 seconds to deliver home. First offering falls in for a strike at the top of the zone to Valerio, 0-1. If there is nobody on base, then a pitcher has 14 seconds to deliver home. A look to first by Schuster and the 0-1 pitch. And Valerio thought about it, held up, and took one on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-2. Now, the onus is not just on the pitcher. The batter has to be back in the box with at least 7 seconds left on the pitch clock. And the 0-2. And Valerio takes high. It's 1-2. And they are actually encouraged to not leave the box. As you can see, Valerio, if you're watching with us on MILB.TV, did not after just simply taking a pitch. The set and the 1-2. And a swing and a miss got him to whiff over a changeup that fell off the table, and Valerio strikes out. Fifth K for Jared Schuster. Two gone, and Joey Weimer will be the batter. But across the minor leagues last night, there were 59-inning games. There's a review that went to extra innings. The set and the first offer to Weimer, and he takes a fastball, letter high towards the outer half for a strike, 0-1. And on average, those games took about 2 hours and 36 minutes last night. Looked at first and the 0-1. And Weimer takes a healthy cut and a miss at a changeup, and the count is 0-2. For a point of reference, there were just 6 hours last night. The 0-2, and Weimer takes high and outside. And the count is now 1-2. As a result of the pace of play enforcement, that was about 16% of the games. The 1-2 to Weimer, and he takes down low with a fastball, and the count runs even at 2-2 to Joey. Mitchell at first with two gone, Shuckers trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. But as a result, the number of nine-inning games that took more than 3 hours the previous week was 43%, as Weimer watches a 2-2 changeup down low. And so the count has now run full, and we'll have an extra second here as some baseballs are delivered to our home plate umpire, Raul Moreno. But on average, there was about 25 minutes cut off of games last night simply by enforcing the pitch clock across minor league baseball. Runner goes on a 3-2, and Weimer swings and misses. The changeup is working for Schuster tonight. He's got 6 Ks through 3 innings. And as we head on to the fourth, it's the Mississippi Braves 1 and the Biloxi Shuckers 0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Gula can provide quality printing for any job, no matter how large or how small. Need 100,000 brochures? No problem. Action's Heidelberg Digital Printing Press can handle the job quickly and efficiently. Need just 10 brochures? Again, no problem. Action's new digital copiers can have the job done in minutes. Since 1976, Action Printing has been known for the highest quality service. That's because Action takes pride in getting the job done to your satisfaction. Action Printing, Market Street in Pascagoula.
Victor Castaneda deals home the first pitch, a breaking ball low and inside it. Jesse Franklin, the fifth, the designated hitter who leads it off for the Mississippi Braves here in the fourth. Castaneda is 1-0. This is bounced first base side. Dillard gloves, underhands to a covering Castaneda, sprints into the bag well in front of Franklin. Two pitches to record the out. 3-1, one gone, and it'll be Drew Lugbauer to bat for the M-Braves. Mississippi leading Biloxi 1-0 by virtue of Lugbauer's solo home run to lead off the second inning. Shuckers have been held to just two hits themselves tonight. A Garrett Mitchell single back in the bottom of the third, and a one-out double by Felix Valerio as the set and the offer. And a splitter's on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. For Lugbauer, it was his third home run of the year, his seventh run driven in. Castaneda shakes off. Now rocks and fires the 0-1. And he misses down low with a breaking pitch. And they count one ball and one strike to the batter, Lugbauer. A reminder, if you want to get in touch with us tonight on the Text the Booth line, you can. 601-514-0776. As time was called, and they will allow it. I think Lugbauer had taken a swing, and so he was able to step back out. The set and the 1-1. And this is a breaking ball hit high in the air and foul third base side. And the count is 1-2. 0-1-5-1-4-0-7-7-6. Any baseball questions or just live questions in general? We are here to answer on the text line. The set and the 1-2. And a breaking ball. Looks like a slider that time missed outside. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Lugbauer. The set and the 2-2 pitch. And a breaking ball is just touched foul at the plate. And so the count will stay at two balls and two strikes. Well, with these ominous clouds that are moving towards us, wind is really whipping the flags, but now they're blowing more out towards right field almost. 2-2, and Lugbauer takes a called third strike at the knees. Second K for Castaneda. And with two gone, it brings up C.J. Alexander. You see the flags there whipping on the pole out in right field as the first one is yanked on the ground. It's bobbled by Holt. He picks, throws, and still collects in time to get it to Dillard for the out. And so Castaneda with a very efficient 1-2-3 fourth inning for Biloxi. We head on to the bottom of the fourth. Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game.
Group tickets are available in one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the fourth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 1-0. It'll be Thomas Dillard to lead it off as the left-hander Jared Schuster pumps in a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Schuster, the one-strike pitch. And Dillard late on a swing on a fastball in the outer edge. It's 0-2. Dillard 0-1 tonight, struck out back in the first inning. Left-hander Schuster, the 0-2. That's hit in the air, foul, right side. And so the count, no balls and two strikes to Thomas Dillard. Six strikeouts through three frames so far tonight for Schuster. Set and the pitch. And Dillard swings and misses at an elevated fastball. Seven Ks now for Jared Schuster. One gone and Ashton McGee the batter. One run, two hits, no errors for the M-Braves. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. Here's McGee, the set on the first offer. 1-0 to Ashton. Ashton, one of three base runners for the Shuckers so far in the early goings tonight. Drew a walk to lead off the second. 1-0, and that's taken at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1 now to the third baseman. McGee got his first double-A hit last night. It was an RBI single in the first as he slaps this back to the screen foul. And the count is quickly 1-2 to McGee. Ashton, 6'1", 223-pound left-handed hitter. Watches as a slider misses downstairs. And the count is 2-2. Goldsboro, North Carolina native, 23 years old. 15th round pick in the 2019 draft by Milwaukee as he swings and misses at an inside changeup, and it's eight strikeouts now for Jared Schuster, including four in a row. He is really in a groove. And with two gone, it'll be Tristan Lutz. The Shuckers trying to do something to get Schuster out of a groove here as the lefty deals. And the first one is high and outside for a ball. 1-0. 64th pitch of the night there for Schuster. 42 of them have been for strikes. 1-0 when a fastball is at the knees for a called strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Lutz so far tonight 0-1 with a strikeout. The 1-1. He hits this in the air back of home and foul. And the count 1-2. The batter Lutz. Brent Diaz would be next. Shuckers trailing it 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Schuster, the 1-2. And Lutz gets a piece of it, but it's held on to by Brown. And that's five consecutive strikeouts and nine overall for the left-hander Jared Schuster. We go on to the fifth. Shuckers trailing the M-Braves 1-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
What you can't get anywhere
Rogers, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. But you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the fifth inning, the Mississippi Braves leading the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0. The right-hander Victor Castaneda brings home the first one to Jalen Miller. It's a sweeping slider that Miller swings through for a strike. 0-1. The Braves leading the Shuckers 1-0 thanks to a Drew Lugbauer homer in the second. As this is bounced up the middle, long run for Devaney. He's not going to get there. It's a bouncing single up the middle for Miller. Second time that he's been on base tonight, and it brings up Logan Brown. By the way, worth noting, Jared Schuster, in just his second full pro season, with 9 career high for him. Left-handed hitting catcher Brown, the first pitch. And that is at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. By the way, worth mentioning, Castaneda, the right-hander, got a big double play. To get out of the third inning, that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast, as this is fouled off left side, and the count is 0-2 to Logan Brown. We mentioned about the pace of play, and for tonight, it almost seems to be moving at an even more rapid pace, almost frenetic, as the 0-2 is weakly bounced. Coming on, Holt gloves, goes to second. Devaney can't get it, and the throw goes out into left field. And so advancing to third is Miller. And that's tough right there, because when Holt got it, he nearly collided with the runner Miller and then had to essentially throw around him. So it's a fielder's choice for Brown, and the error allows Miller to advance down to third. Brown stays where he is, but men on the edges and nobody gone, and Jeffrey Ramos the batter, and a missed opportunity for a double play, as it looks like the first drops of rain might be falling. As the pitch is high and inside for a ball, it is 1-0. Ramos popped out on the infield his last time up. That was the final out in the second inning. Right-hander Castaneda. The 1-0, and this is hit in the air out into right field. Weimer chasing it towards the right field corner, and it is fair in the right field corner. He won't get to it. In to score easily is Miller. Brown is going to head to third, and it's an RBI double for Jeffrey Ramos. The Braves have a 2-0 lead here in the fifth inning. Ramos tucked that one about 3 feet in fair territory. In right field, Weimer was shaded more towards hitter and had to go a long way. The wind not doing the Shuckers any favors, with it whipping out towards the right field foul pole now, pretty much from left field towards the right field corner. And it is an RBI double for Ramos, his first extra base hit and RBI of the year. So Brown now at third, Ramos at second, and it's Jacob Pearson. And a first pitch slider is at the knees for his strike. It is 0-1. Corner infielders playing in towards the cut of the grass. Middle infielders back slightly as the 0-1 is swung through and missed. Might have been the splitter that time, and the count is 0-2. Well, Castaneda so far, for racking up the strikeouts last year, has just 2 to his credit in this game and 3 overall. 0-2. This is hit in the air into center field. Mitchell started back, now will settle underneath and make the grab. Brown is going to tag. The throw is going to go to third, and it's off the glove of McGee, and it scatters over towards the railing. McGee scoops it up, and there won't be a play as both runners come in and score. Pearson gets one RBI for the sac fly that scores Brown. The error allows another, and the M-Braves have put up three here in the fifth inning. They lead it 4-0. So Mitchell, realizing that he wasn't going to have a chance to likely make the play at home, throws it towards third. And McGee, just trying to look it in, has it go off his glove. So both runners score as a swing and a miss by Harris for strike one. Sac fly by Pearson, give him his second RBI of the year. The set and the 0-1. This is looped down the left field line. Long run for McGee towards the tarp. That will bounce foul and into the stands. And Mason Fitzpatrick. Oh, no, excuse me. That's Macon down there. Macon making a great play. The Shuckers front office staff hanging out down on tarp duty. And then gives it to a young fan. I thought that was Mason who made the stretch, but it was Macon. 0-2. And on strikes. Second strikeout, third strikeout, excuse me, for Castaneda. And now Luke Waddell will be the hitter. Castaneda's first offer is a slider down low for a ball. It's 1-0. So 4-0 in favor of the M-Braves here in the top of the fifth inning as the set and the 1-0. And a splitter is low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Waddell. Waddell hit into the double play and inning a go. The 2-0. And a splitter is low and inside. Three balls and no strikes now to Waddell. Chelsea Franklin would be next. Set and the 3-0. And it's called a strike at the knees with a fastball. And so we count 3-1 as Castaneda attempts to battle back. No action out of the Shuckers' bullpen. Castaneda now up to 71 pitches as he brings this home. A bouncer, McGee, gobbles it up, throws to first. Dillard hauls it in, and it brings the top of the fifth to a close. But the M-Braves score three runs on two hits and two errors. And as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Mississippi 4 and Biloxi nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thank you.
First pitch to Brent Diaz was a ball inside. The next one is fouled off by the Shuckers catcher down the right field line for a strike. So it's 1-1 to Diaz, who leads things off for the Shuckers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Biloxi now trailing it 4-0 as the left-hander Jared Schuster, who struck out the last five consecutive batters he's faced, peers in and deals, and the 1-1 is hit back of home and foul. And so the count now 1-2 to Diaz. Diaz 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout back in the second. The set and the 1-2. This is fouled back. Diaz keeps it alive at 1-2. So Schuster, two strikeouts in the first, two in the second, two in the third. Nine strikeouts, a new career high. Diaz waits and the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. It's 10 for Schuster tonight. That changeup, devastating. And there's one gone in Cam Devaney, the batter. Well, for the Shuckers, the goal has got to be to try and put together some longer at-bats against Schuster, try and knock him out of this game. As the set and the offer, and Devaney takes a fastball that even though Brown couldn't catch it, it's a strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Schuster now at 73 pitches tonight. 50 of them on the dot have been for strikes. The 0-1. And that's just nubbed foul by Devaney. It's 0-2. Cam hit into a fielder's choice that ended the second inning, his only other time up. Lefty Schuster, the 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 11 Ks for Jared Schuster. And he's now struck out seven consecutive hitters. Set and the first offer, and Holt swings and misses as the heavy stuff starts to come down a little bit, down on the field for a strike. It is 0-1. Set and the pitch, and Holt takes up high. One ball and one strike. Holt waiting as the rain begins to fall harder, and the 1-1, and Holt bounces this foul up the first base side. And the count of ball and two strikes. 4-0 in favor of the M Braves. Don't know how much longer we'll be able to continue here tonight. As Schuster rocks and fires the 1-2. And Holt loops this foul back towards the press box. Seven consecutive strikeouts for the left-hander Jared Schuster. He's K'd 11 so far tonight. Set on the 1-2, and Holt swings late. It's eight consecutive strikeouts and 12 overall over five innings for Jared Schuster. We go on to the sixth inning, and the Shuckers trail it 4-0. On the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the sixth inning. Rain falling harder here at MGM Park, but we carry on. The Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 4-0. The right-hander Victor Castaneda to Jesse Franklin deals home the first one. It's a high chopper waiting back and throw. And Jesse Franklin, the fifth, is retired on one high bouncer. It is one gone, and Drew Lugbauer the batter. Well, we have gone back and checked the record books from the Old Southern League, and Jared Schuster has now tied the league record for most consecutive strikeouts, as the first pitch is a slider in for a strike to Lugbauer, 0-1. You can hear the rain coming down in our crowd mic, and we play on. Set and the 0-1 pitch on the way to Lugbauer, and he swings and hits this high in the air as the rain continues to fall harder, and the count is 0-2. So eight straight strikeouts for Jared Schuster ties Jim Jefferson with Chattanooga in 1988. The set and the 0-2. And that is outside for a ball. Dan Mazzelli with Carolina back in 1996. Anthony Reyes with Tennessee in 2004. And most recently, Nick Turley, Chattanooga in 2017. 1-2, and that's low and outside, and I think now is the point with how heavy the rain is coming down that it's likely guys are not going to be able to hold on to the ball, and indeed our crew chief has just said that is going to do it for right now. We are officially going to enter a rain delay as the rain, you can see on our cameras, has started to come down very heavily and is going to force us to close up the press box here. The tarp crew will put the tarp on the field, and we will see what we are able to do, if this storm is going to pass and if we are going to be able to continue to play throughout the course of this evening. But right now the tarp is being rolled out onto the field by the grounds crew. They are covering the mound, covering up home plate, but it's going to be a question of when exactly we'll be able to resume, and the radar is going to really dictate that. But the rain is coming down heavily now. And the grounds crew, this is the first real test of the season. They're able to get this tarp on, get it taped down before the heavy stuff really starts to come. And if they are able to get the field covered, the infield did just recently have some work done to it. And so now is a great opportunity to see what is able to happen here as the Shuckers try and get the tarp on the field. And so we will step aside as we are in a rain delay as they are covering the field now, getting ready to try and hopefully resume once the rain passes. We will step aside. When we come back, we'll let you know about how this game has gone so far, but we are officially in a rain delay right now. Shuckers and M Braves with Mississippi leading it 4-0 in the top of the sixth inning. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union.
Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Welcome back to MGM Park. We are in a rain delay, and if you're with us on MILB.TV, and you can see the field, unfortunately, I do believe that even though we are in a rain delay at the moment, we're likely not going to resume playing tonight. The tarp, not all the way on the field. The good news is that the tarp is over most of the field at this exact moment. The bad news is that the first baseline, and specifically from where it sits right now, the area behind first base is getting rained on. A home plate was covered, the mound was covered, and again, most of the infield is covered, so that's good news for tomorrow, but the prospects of us playing the rest of tonight are highly unlikely. I expect that very soon we'll get official word that tonight's game has either been suspended or might be rated as a completed game since we are into the top of the sixth inning. And hey, how about this? Joining us really quickly, the former voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Chris Harris, is here. Hey, Chris, how are you doing, sir?
All right, I'm not an expert on much, but I'm an expert on tarp pulling.
Yes.
This is no discredit to Biloxi. These guys did the best they could to get this tarp on. When the rain's falling that hard, that quickly, you could have Hercules up and down the tarp. You're not going to get it across the field.
No chance.
I kind of blame that on the umpires not calling for the tarp sooner, but, you know, it is what it is, and you know, you live to fight another day.
Indeed. We play 138 of these. You know it rains down here. Hey, I know you got other things to do, but did I hear right that there was a time in the 2015 season, the inaugural year for the Biloxi Shuckers, that you and three other members of the front office staff put the tarp on the field at the old Joe Davis Stadium? You did that with four people?
Yeah, it was myself, Trevor Matafis, Jamie, our old groundskeeper, and Buck Rogers, the old GM. We would had to put the tarp on by ourselves. We were the four people running games up there, and you just pull one side and run to the other side, pull the other side, run to the other side.
You can't do it when the weather's like this. We did it with eight people before at like 8 o'clock in the morning one time last year, and that was tough to get it on. Getting it unrolled is really the difficult thing in that situation. But hey, Chris, let's chat about this game really quick. Look, obviously we bring it from the Shuckers' perspective, but from your perspective for the Mississippi Braves,
I mean, Jared Schuster, look, we talked about earlier, his Double-A debut was here in Biloxi. He gave up 8 runs. Obviously, he's had an entire offseason, and he was really in some kind of groove there. Correct me if I'm wrong, he was really using his changeup a lot tonight.
Well, his changeup's his best pitch, yeah. And I, you know, you look at his numbers at Wake Forest, and you got to scratch your head at why this guy was the 25th overall pick in 2020, but he had a great 2019 in the Cape Cod League. He got off to a great start in 2020, and then this past offseason, he really worked on that fastball command, and I think that really helped him out a lot. He can pitch off that fastball, which is ticked up a little bit higher than it was last year. He was upper 80s. Now he's 90 to 92. But, yeah, I mean, what can you say? 12 strikeouts. I you know, the pace of this game is just insane today. This is what you call speed golf, speed baseball. So I think he kind of benefited the pitchers in this ball game. And but that's great to see. If you're a Braves fan, you got to be excited because you've already got two guys from that draft class in the big leagues, and Bryce Elder.
Spencer Strider is the other one, yeah.
So, you know, here's another guy that you know, is pitching really, really well.
I will say, I think that tonight was a confluence of a pair of things. I think the first one was the fact that obviously they are enforcing pace of play a little bit. But we saw that last night, and the game didn't feel frenetic.
Right.
I think that both these teams knew there was a storm coming, and they wanted to get as far into this game as possible. I got to look back and take a look at how many. There weren't a lot of first-pitch swings, but the pitchers did fill up the strike zone. Victor Castaneda tonight for the Shuckers. A couple of errors in the fifth inning, gives up those 3 runs, but otherwise he pitched pretty well tonight as well.
Between innings, I mean, I don't know about you over here, but it's hard to get in a break without, you know, a pitch or two already being thrown. So these guys are getting out there. They're going through their warm-ups quicker. I like there's some of it we're still trying to figure out if it's going to work or not. But, you know, here we are, you know, a chance to have at least an official game. For you guys, it's you're on the wrong side of it, but for us, you know, we've lost 4 in a row. We'll take a win in however way we can get it right now.
Well, we're going to wait and see how they end up calling this again. Now, look, the rain is not coming down super hard right now, but I would expect that we are done for tonight. Looks like they have some kind of auxiliary tarp they're going to be able to put out. And the good news is that they got the tarp mostly on the field, and so what that means is that we'll be able to play tomorrow. And that's the big one when a heavy rain like this comes through. Look, you obviously want to be able to get back in and play the rest of the game, but on a night where it looks like the system is just going to keep pushing down, all you can do is hope to preserve for the next day. And I think with the very small amount of puddling that's over there, we should be good to go for tomorrow. But we'll find out about tonight. Chris, thanks so much for coming over for a quick second, man. Always good to chat with you.
Good to see you, bud.
All right, former voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, current voice of the Mississippi Braves, Chris Harris with you right there. Well, we are in a rain delay. Shuckers trailing 4-0 in the top of the sixth inning. We're going to step aside on our flagship station, Cruisin' WGCM AM 1240 FM 100.9. We're going to return you to regularly scheduled programming already in progress. We will jump back in whenever we have a chance to get you an update on the official status of this game. But right now we are in a rain delay, and unfortunately the tarp not all the way on the field, so we will see what that ends up meaning tonight. But for now, we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress on our flagship station. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, baby! This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart.
Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Got me crying again. When will you let this heartache in? Emotion, you get me upset. Why make me remember what I wanna forget? I've been lonely, lonely.
Cruisin' WGCM.
you say? I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. What you say? This away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday. Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. What you say?
No excuse not to cruise. There's so many ways on your desktop or laptop. Cruise at WGCMAM.com. On your smartphone, download the free app there too. On your radio, it's 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising WGCM.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control, with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Want to shop local? At Southbound Overstock, you can save money while shopping small. We're a family-owned business dedicated to bringing you quality merchandise, friendly one. From vacuums and small kitchen appliances to exercise equipment, from car seats and baby necessities to outdoorsman items, rugs, furniture, and much, much more. Like us on Facebook for daily updates and exclusive sales. Southbound Overstock in Wiggins is located on Highway 49, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, 10 to 5.
Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is there for all your automotive needs. You'll find them on A Avenue in Gulfport. Joey Plummer is continuing the family tradition. From maintenance needs to major repairs, let Ace take care of your ride. Call Ace at 228-863-5782. 228-863-5782. Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is still the best place in Gulfport to take a leak.
Big girls don't cry, they cruise. Cruising WGCM.
It's gonna be me, me, and only me, oh.
the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
You're cruising with Cruisin' WGCM. Sure, things will be as they were.
Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. How do you think he does?
I don't know.
What makes him so good?
Ain't got no distractions, can't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay. Never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
We're putting the ding in your ramalama ding dong, baby. Cruising WGCM.
Da 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 da
sweet city woman. Sweet city woman,
everybody.
Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Ba-da-da-da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Ba-da-da-da. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman.
If we want to cruise in WGCM.
A longer and a few softer.
We're your cruising place on the radio. Cruising WGCM.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park, everybody. Garrett Green with you here. Sorry for the extended delay in between our return to regular programming and an update. However, minor league baseball, so sometimes the broadcaster goes down and does the tarp duty as well. But tonight's game has been ruled a completed contest. We did make it through five innings tonight. And so, unfortunately, the Shuckers dropped their first game of the year. Their winning streak to start the season ends at 7. They dropped to 7-1. Mississippi improves to 2-6 after getting the win tonight. Final score, 4 for the M-Braves, nothing for the Biloxi Shuckers. Again, since we made it through five innings, the game is officially complete. So that is going to do it for us here tonight. A reminder, we round out this homestand tomorrow with a 1:05 p.m. first pitch against the Mississippi Braves. It is a rematch of game number one of this series, as the Shuckers will send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Alan Rangel. 1:05 p.m. first pitch, so we're on the air for you at 12:45 tomorrow from right here at MGM Park. Come out and join us for a family fun day Sunday, and we hope that we see you out here at the ballpark tomorrow. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work this evening, especially the grounds crew who, look, even though they did not get the tarp all the way on the field, the rain really weighs it down. They did get most of the field covered. We were able to get the tarp off, get the water off of it, and then put it back on, as it now looks like there is more rain that is coming through. The field was worked on as well, and so the ground will be playable tomorrow for our 1:05 p.m. first pitch against the Mississippi Braves. Big thanks as well to Thomas Zinzarella, who was not with us for a majority of tonight's broadcast. He was down on tarp duty, got drenched wet all the way down to his socks, so Thomas will get a few makeup innings tomorrow on our broadcast against the Mississippi Braves. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you, whether you tuned in for an out and inning or with us for the whole game and the rain delay. We are thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at wet MGM Park. Your final score in five innings, the Mississippi Braves 4, the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. We will see you tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
Cruisin' WGCM.